Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, a very happy new year to all our listeners. I hope you had a nice time over the festive season and you're looking forward to the year ahead. If you're looking forward to traveling across Europe, well, there is some good news. Not necessarily immediately, but coming throughout the next decade or so. You may have heard during the Christmas break, services through the Channel Tunnel resumed after a power failure caused disruption for many, many passengers. The first Eurostar of the day from London to Paris was cancelled and there were some delays reported in Paris. But despite this major fault, there are more changes set to come for the Channel Tunnel across Europe, with different routes opening up in a variety of countries. To tell us more about all of this, Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra, joins us. Owen, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Pat.
It's January the 2nd. Already we're thinking of holiday travel. But talk to me first about Eurostar. Do we know exactly what went wrong with that power cut? Because if you're operating this service, which is absolutely dependent on electricity, and it goes down, it's a nightmare.
Absolute nightmare, and it's not supposed to happen. There's supposed to be backups. There's supposed to be all sorts of contingency plans in place. I think they'll be looking at where all of those went wrong, but the sigh of relief is that it was an old-fashioned systems failure and not something more malevolent. It just reminds us how vulnerable that important link through London into Paris, Brussels, and as you say, more destinations to come is, and like Eurostar it's been in place for an awful lot of a long time. There was a lot of complaints about the lack of investment over it in the last 10 years, and that may be a symptom of that. That's been turned around. They're doing, they're commissioning new cars, new service levels, all of those sort of things for anyone who is travelling Eurostar.
Now, the expansion of Eurostar, I mean, it's the vital link between Britain, the island of Britain, and continental Europe. I presume it appeals to a lot of people because they can put their car on this train and then they can hit mainland Europe and off they go, driving under their own steam. But also there are many people who just don't want to take planes much anymore.
Absolutely. It's a good option. It's not very relevant to Irish people. Not many people do it. The people I know who do it would take a ferry over and then put their car on the train. By the way, you can put your car on the train when you land off the Irish ferries in Cherbourg and places like that. And they will transport your car to the south of France. It's one of those amazing services that will serve as an alternative to flying and hiring the car in the airport. Just another reminder of how advanced the French rail system is compared to what we're used to on this side of the channels.
And do we know, I don't know whether you've ever done the calculation, if you were to do that and put your car on a high-speed train to the south of France, when you bear in mind the cost of fuel and the cost of tolls, which are significant across France, I mean, does it make financial sense or is it just convenience?
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Just convenience. You're absolutely on the button. When you're, a lot of people do, they drive to France. It's what I did when my girls were teenagers myself, every year, finding a lovely campsite, usually around the Vendée. But you got to factor in those tolls. They do mount up. It can cost, you know, going from top to bottom of the country can cost €100. So you will find that not just the diesel costs, the normal costs are what you're dealing with. And that applies to the car hire. I think this was a sort of a thing that people were doing, but what changed everything and what changed everything on the travel landscape was low cost aviation. When you get the sort of options that the airlines offer, it's very, very hard to justify the expense of it. So you're talking really about the convenience of bringing your own car and the pleasure of a ferry trip, which I'm a great advocate of, because we do have Irish ferries, obviously, and Brittany ferries, both serve direct to France, and it's a time for the driver to get a good sleep and be nice and fresh. You land early in the morning in France, drive out of the port off to where you want to go, and you've got all that freedom of having the car with you. Low-cost aviation changed that, and of course France is a big destination, including in the new routes. There are the 13 new routes out of Ireland this year is Montpellier from Cork, so we've got loads and loads and loads of French airports that we can fly direct to.
However, for those of us who love trains, and I'm one of those people, the joy of a train journey is pretty fantastic. I mean, the tunnel is not, I suppose, such a great experience. You could be in anything. You could be on a Disney ride. You're sitting there. You can see nothing. You're in the tunnel briefly, and then you're out again. But right across Europe, there are wonderful train journeys.
Funny you should say that, because you do get to stop in Disney Paris on direct from the Eurotunnel. Disney Paris has a big opening this year as well, which is really important. Frozen Land. Every parent in the country hears that song in their heads as they hear the word. It's going to be the biggest transformation in Disneyland Paris since the opening of the second park there in over 20 years ago. And the joy of train travel cannot be understated. If you fly with Air France, they will actually check you in a provincial station in France and give you your boarding card or put it on your app for both the train and the flight. So France and Germany both have this system where the airline, the national airline, the flag carrier, and the internal train system in the country are integrated. So it's almost like you're being treated as an internal flight. And of course, train travel is more sustainable.
Now, talk to me about those new connections that are going to become available over the next few years on Eurostar.
The plan is to open more destinations in France. The plan is to open Germany and Netherlands as well, and anywhere that's on the SNCF Rapid Train network. So they have you'll be using the same initial lines, but they will want to cut out the transfers from the existing services, which are basically Paris and Brussels.
Okay, now, are there competitors for the Eurostar network? I mean, are there individual countries doing their own thing?
The big revolution that we've no smell of in Ireland has been the rise of high-speed trains. It would be, if we had it in Ireland, would be the equivalent of getting to Belfast in 40 minutes and Cork in 40 minutes. What the country, oddly enough, with the biggest network of high-speed outside of China, the second largest in the world, is somewhere that's very, very familiar to us, is Spain. We do about 3 million trips to Spain every year from Ireland, which is a phenomenal amount considering our population. And the high-speed network in Spain has extended length and breadth of the country. So you can fly to Madrid and get to somewhere like Seville, somewhere all the way down the course, all the major cities within a couple of hours. It makes far more sense than what we used to do long ago. If we couldn't get a direct flight from Dublin, taking a flight to Barajas Airport in Madrid and then getting a connection. High-speed rail has just come on in strides, and it's something, as I say, that never even cost anyone's thought. I remember having a conversation about bringing a tunnel from Spain to France with one of the French tour trains train, you know, the planners with the French train network, he said you could bring it up for a little bit in Cornwall or the Scilly Islands. And he thought that it would make sense financially to have us linked. But unfortunately, we have to sit back on this, on our island and watch the party continue. High speed train, though, I would recommend very, very highly. People flying into Spain to Madrid, just look at what your options are from there. And they include almost all the 30 major provincial capitals.
Now, in terms of Eurostar and its potential expansion to various cities, I was reading that Deutsche Bahn, Germany's national railway company, has joined forces with Eurostar to remove the complex framework conditions that risk stalling progress in that regard, because they are talking about connecting up to Cologne, Frankfurt, and then on to Geneva,
Berlin,
in Switzerland,
yeah,
and,
Geneva,
and Berlin, and Basel and Zurich also mentioned as potential destinations. So the question is, does the tunnel and the Eurostar operation have the capacity to mount more trains heading in these various directions?
There are capacity constraints, there's no doubt. What will happen, though, is that the bulk traffic will still continue to go to Paris and Brussels. The Deutsche Bahn network is awesome in itself. And as I say, effectively integrated into Switzerland, the trains run on time. If a train is 3 minutes late in Switzerland, a report is sent to the central authority that the train was late. The big problem, as you say, is we have Eurostar is mainly an English concern. It's not really something that we do in large numbers from Ireland, but the demand for the services will increase with the new network, and we will see probably capacity constraints on the Eurostar.
Owen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.